Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Listening audience, welcome to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Elders Nation Show. Tonight, Our title coming tonight is The End Time Deception. Right to the point, huh? The End Time Deception. And our scripture reading is out of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It reads as follows. Thus saith Yah, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Isn't that something? Yah gave them a choice to stand in the good path, to stand in the good way, to walk in the right path, the ways of old, and you'll find rest for your souls. But our people's answer is, no, never mind, Yah. We will not walk therein. And we wonder why our people, Israel, true Israel, the descendants of slaves, why we're in the predicament that we're in today. We'll sit back for the next hour. Elder Yael and I, we have with us Elder Yael and myself, Elder Uliah. We're going to talk about this end time deception. And Elder, I'll let you take it from here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, all right.
Toda, Elder, for the introduction and also the scripture reading. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, you know, because I just want to say, you know, things are really, well, just let me say this. Satan seems like he's at every point he can get now to try to trick us or try to hurt us, really, you know, because that's one thing I want to kind of warn people about tonight, because you know, it's like during this dark time of the year, he's more ready to fight you, to do something to you, you know. And what he does, you got to watch it, because he works through anybody that will allow him to set himself up in them. You see, that's what's going on now. That's the kind of fight we up against. And this is another reason why, you know. Yeah, the scripture tells us we don't fight against flesh and blood, you know. That's what we got to be careful, because Satan wants us to be ignorant of that fact, you see, and he wants us to be fighting against each other. But actually, it is him that we be fighting against, that we let every little insult really cause us to jump time or get out of control, you see, because that's what he's trying to do. You see, but one thing I have noticed, though, you know, there is never a time so far that Satan has been able to get to us before Yah warns us. See, Yah, he shows us before Satan do his little dirty trick. He already has let us know. Now, sometimes we may get these warnings through dreams, you know, and so forth. And we may not understand what is it that I was shown last night. What is it that, you know, Yah was saying to me? You know, we may be thinking that way for a while. But trust me, the time will come and you'll start to understand why. Maybe you had the very dream that night that you had. It started to be opening up to you to understand this incident was coming. This is what Satan was planning on doing to you. You know, and now I understand. That's why you have to think, be thinking, and realize that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. You see, because that's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to fight against each other. Okay, but we got to realize we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, and that's what that demon is doing out there. He's setting himself up. You know, it seems like on every turn we make over here. I mean. I mean, especially this time of the year, you know, you can't even try to do a nice or anything, just move something out the way for somebody that is, you know, coming. Let's say you're going to the grocery store. Well, this is what happened to us, you know, going into the grocery store, and you politely move something out the way so that somebody can pass on through without a problem. They can't pass you now at this time of the year hardly without this Merry Christmas stuff, Merry Christmas, you know. And so you have to be careful, you know, because I'm not going to just be out there, you know, going crazy, going mad, because y'all told us be in the world, but not of the world. We're not of the world, so we, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. Somebody I don't know, you know, you want to say that, then you say it. I don't have to respond exactly the way you expect me to, but I will, you know, I will not be honoring no Merry Christmas. That's for sure, you know. So that's why we got to let that stuff, you know, and understand how to be wise, you know, as we go, as we wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. You see? So this is what we got to be continually being alert on our toes, you know, keeping our eyes open. Keeping our minds alert, keeping our eyes on Yah's word, you know, so that we can start to be able to see it. Because in this time and it's down, the time we're living in now, you know, man, this is it's really something. Because, and I just want to read a few scriptures here, because this is what's done happened to us before. These are the conditions that our nation have gotten themselves in before this time, before now. I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 4, okay? And I want to look at verse 31 to start there. Watch what it says here. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in labor, the distress as of her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion. The daughter of Zion, you know, talking about the nation of Israel. She bewails herself. She spreads out her hand, saying, woe to me, for my being faint because of killers. You know, that was a terrible time. You know, killers. You got to watch yourself right now, even now. It's just pretty much the same way now. You know, it says in chapter 5, verse 1, here, Jeremiah, diligently search the streets of Jerusalem. And please look, and know and speak in her open places. If you find a man, if there is anyone doing right ruling, seeking the truth, then I shall pardon her. You know, now can you imagine you're searching that hard and can't find a man that's going to truth, that's certain that he was looking for the truth? You know, that's going to... it's a sad condition for that particular nation at that point. Even when they say, as Yah lives, they swear falsely for certain. You see? Verse 3 says, O Yah, are your eyes not on truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused. These instructions, they made their faces stronger than rock. They refused to turn back. You know, and that's evil. That's a situation where, you know, somebody has been totally misled, or they just allowed themselves to be so deceived until they don't even want to hear. Just like what you just read earlier. You know, they refuse. They don't even want to hear the truth. Okay? Verse 4 says, then I said, these are only the poor. They have been foolish, for they have not known the way of Yah, the right ruling of their father Yah. Let me go to the great men and speak to them. All right? Let's check these guys out. For they have known the way of Yah, the right ruling of their father. But these have altogether broken the yoke and torn off the bond. In other words, the obligations that they supposed to have towards the word of Yah, being obedient, they just done ripped that on off, just threw it to the side, later to the side. You know, so that's the condition that the people had gotten in. Therefore, a lion from the forest shall strike them. A wolf of the desert ravaged them. A leper is watching over their cities. Whoever comes out of them is torn in pieces, for their transgressions have been many. Their backsliding have been numerous. See? So now when we see this, we see why, you know, things turn out the way they have done, turn out for this nation Israel, you know, the daughters of Zion, you see? Because we became treacherous. I mean, we became backsliders, and he's telling us this right here in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 5 here. It says in verse 7, why would I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn to by those that are not mighty ones. When I had filled them up, they then committed adultery and they thronged to the house of a whore. They thronged to it. See, now that's what I'm saying. Look, that's basically what we see today. I mean, you know, it's like, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm this, I'm apostolic faith, I'm Muslim, I'm this. And you know, it's like they hanging on to that. They belong to it, you know, a house of a whore. They were like well-fed horses, everyone knighted after his neighbor's wife. Wow, would I not punish them for this, declares Yah, and would I not revenge myself on a nation as this. You see? So, yeah, we went through all of this. We've gone through all of this slavery condition, 400 years of it, just being afflicted and treated harshly in this, even in this land here. And so these are some of the things that caused us to be wound up in this particular situation when we read the book of Jeremiah here, chapter 5. Go up on her walls and destroy, but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they do not belong to Yah. Okay? For the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda have utterly betrayed me, declares Yah. See? So that's what I'm talking about. Utterly betrayed Yah. When we do that, turn ourselves over like that, that's why it tells us over here. Chapter 6 of Jeremiah, the scripture you just read, Elder. Thus said Yah, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. In other words, his mercy is still reaching out for us, still showing us his love. The old path is still there where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for yourselves. But they said, we do not walk in it. You see? I mean, it's like something in their mind that's just drawing them completely more and more away from Yah. And I raised, verse 17 says, and I raised up watchmen over them, over you, he said, and said, listen to a voice of a shofar. But they said, we do not listen. Hey, I don't bring this to me. I don't hear nothing about Yah. You know, kind of like the things I'm going through over here when I bring forth the word of Yah over the radio program that we have going here in this part of the country, northwest Florida here. We don't want to hear. It'll get to the point now where, and I know this has nothing to do with the local people at the radio station, but each time now for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I start touching on the Christmas, the evilness, the demonic, ways this stuff is, how far it is going away from the path of Yah and so forth. It's against Yah because, of course, it was set up by the fallen angels anyway. So, you know, it's just paganism. When I went through that, they started cutting me off. I mean, they just dropped my call, drop it. And I had to go call back to get reconnected before my time is up, you know. And they have done that for the last 3 or 4 times that I've been on the air, radio. And I know, you know, that it's these Ashkenazims, these Jews who own all of this stuff, you see. And so that's what we're up against now. We're up against this kind of fight. That's why we can't give up. We can't just walk away like we're scared or something. We ain't got to be scared now, you know. He says, therefore, hear you nations and know, O congregation, what is upon them. Hear, O earth, see, I am bringing evil upon this people. even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my word, nor my Torah, my law, and they rejected it. You see, that's the sad thing in this time of it. This close to the end, we got to wake up now. We can't be continually walking in this direction and thinking that we're just going to go on into the kingdom anyhow. You know, we got to listen to what y'all are telling us, because he means what he says. He says what he means. Okay? He say if a man sin, you know, transgression of the law is death. You know, he says you're going to receive death for transgression of sinning and not turning back, not repenting. That's what you're going to get, okay, from the Most High himself. You see, and that ain't something that we have to make up. You see that is actually said, written right here in this word here that we're going through right now. So, Elder, I guess about it, you know, with the Hannah, yeah, I don't know if you want me to bring them on and before you come on, and just to let them comment on what maybe I've been saying here. Well, how about that, Elder? You like?
Sure. No, that's no problem, Elder.
Okay, I got a caller here, and I'm going to go ahead and let her come on. Let this individual come on up, and the caller number is 332-202. Are you wanting to come on up, caller? I'm gonna bring you on the air, okay? I'm opening up the room to you. All right, caller.
Hey, yeah, man.
Throw you into confusion. It also says, Elder, try the spirit to see whether they are of God.
Mm-hmm.
To test the spirit. You know how you try the spirits? You do just like the Bereans did. You go back to the Word and prayerfully comb through the Word to see if those things are of Yah. See if they line up to Scripture. That was, I just read 1 John 4 and 1. You could also go down to verse 6 where it talks about that's how you know the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. How do you know if they're telling you errors? And some of the errors could be big errors. I'm not going to go into names, like I said, Elder, but I listened to, I got caught up in the wave. I wanted to hear what some of these so-called big-time YouTube ministers were saying. And I listened. And, man, I could hear the dishonesty right from the start. These people were talking about the 400 years prophecy was already fulfilled with their lies. They talk about it's already fulfilled and don't look for another 2019. It's already fulfilled in Egypt. King to rightly divide the word of truth. Jeremiah say, look, when we study the word, you don't take one scripture. You got to go line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. They took one. They ignored, first of all, they ignored basic math. I call it basic common sense. To know that when the children of Israel came into the land of Egypt, we're talking about ancient Egypt, not this modern Egypt that we're in today, called America, with 3 Ks. When they came into ancient Egypt, they were in peace. First of all, Joseph was there. He was over all of the land. Nobody higher in the land except Pharaoh himself. He's the governor over all the province. He dwelt in peace. Then his family came, dwelt in peace. Joseph lived for like, 120 years, 110 years? His brothers all lived the full life out. His father lived the full life out. And then it must have been a considerable amount of time between Joseph's death and this so-called new king that arose and didn't know Joseph. He couldn't have been around Joseph when Joseph was living out his 110-year lifespan to not know him. So you're talking about a generation far removed from Joseph where another king arose. This whole time span didn't have any more than about the most conservative Bible scholar would place anywhere between 110 to 210 years. We talk about infliction, not the afflicting, not the whole time in Egypt, but the time of affliction. Then I heard these same ministers just totally omit the book of Jasher, but yet they quote the book of Jasher in other messages that they give out. So they quote it as legitimate scripture, but this time they omitted Jasher altogether. See, when it doesn't fit their narrative, the book of Jasher clearly states the children of Israel was afflicted in Egypt for 210 years. That's a far cry from 400 years. They didn't take into account the Septuagint, which is an ancient, more accurate version, translation, than the King James. They would have known for sure, for a certainty, that where it says the time that the children of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, it actually says they dwelt in Egypt and Canaan. So you have to account for the time in Egypt and Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not dwell in Egypt in hard bondage, in slavery, in affliction, but nowhere near 400 years. So they were being totally dishonest, cherry picking when they want to use certain references like the book of Jasher and when they don't want to use. So, but you know I'm saying all this, Elder, we have a lot of dishonesty online. We're not telling nobody to just look at us as gods and just take our words. You do what the Bereans do. Take what we say, you go back to the word, you comb through it, and you do your own due diligence. Stop being intellectually lazy. Stop being spiritually lazy. That's how you set yourself up. The scripture says, try the spirits, test the spirits, and see whether they are of God. How are you going to know the spirit of truth from the spirit of error without getting into the word for yourself? But you want somebody to do it for you. That's why a lot of these people's followers, these people who came up with this 400-year prophecy was already fulfilled, these people's followers are all in confusion now. And I don't even know if it's deeper than that. I don't even know if some of them have fallen into despair, ready to give up, because they went against scripture and they didn't take heed where it says, cursed is the man that put his trust in man and make his flesh his arm. Yah has no respecter of person. He's given us of his spirit. Those of you who truly sought out Yah and he's awakened you, and you love him, he's led you all this way. What has led you? His Ruach HaKodesh. His Ruach will lead you into all truth. Why do you need someone to stand between you two? You say, well, what are you guys doing in line? We were called to the ministry. We weren't called to be your God. We weren't called to be your masters. We're called to lead you to Yah. We're called to lead you back to the source. When we stop doing that, you stop listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But you got some people online that they could never confess that they are in error. No matter what you bring before them, no matter what you bring before them scripturally, sound scripture, they could never confess that they're in error. But our people will build them up like their God. And they wonder why they're in the despair today. I wanted to bring that up because I'm sure there's probably some listeners who know exactly what I'm talking about. They've heard these YouTubers come on and say that this 400-year thing has already been done away with. I've heard the devil is a liar. So who are you going to put your trust in, man or Yah?
Yeah, we definitely got to be careful.
People are too gullible. So other than that, Elder, I know we had a caller, and he took some time, and I've taken some time. Might have to turn it back over to you. I'm just going to have to say, the last thing I want to say about 2019 coming up,
mm-hmm.
our people, we got to tighten up our act. We got to sharp up our game, our spiritual game. We got to get on it because there mm-hmm. is going to be an emancipation. It may be a spiritual emancipation because one scripture hasn't truly been fulfilled. I mean, there's a few probably that haven't been fulfilled, but I'm talking about one in particular, right in Romans 8:19, where it's talking about the world is longing and waiting, longing for the true manifestation of the sons of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're going to see that manifestation of the sons of Yah. I believe that with this spiritual emancipation, we're going to walk in our full authority. Let me show you one thing, Elder, and mm-hmm. I'll get off. I've got to go back to Romans that I just quoted you because it talks about the bondage also. And we're talking about this 2019 liberation. I'm going to read Romans 8, starting at verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. That's what the world is waiting for. That's what they're going to see through us. They're going to see the true sons of Yah. They're not going to see the bending hens and all these other, you know, so-called miracle mm-hmm. work. They're going to see the true manifestation of the true sons of Yah. They're going to see where Yehoshua said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, in my name, in my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick. In my name, if they be poisoned, it will not hurt them. It says, for the creature was made to vanity, but not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Listen, because the creature itself also shall be delivered. As us, the creature shall be delivered from the bondage. What is bondage? So, bondage is captivity. This is going to be a spiritual emancipation. We're going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into this glorious liberty of the children of Yah. That's going to be, you're going to see the true manifestation of the sons of Yah. You're going to see Joel chapter 2 where it says, my spirit is going to be poured out upon all flesh. Sons and daughters are going to mm-hmm. prophesy. You're going to see this. So it talks about we're going to be delivered from the bondage corruption. But we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. So the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. And now you got some people on YouTube is trying to discourage people saying, oh, nothing's going to happen, throwing them into despair. Our people, you better take this. You better sharpen your game. You better get as close to Yah as you possibly can get because you want to be in that remnant. As scripture in Joel mm-hmm. it talks about these spiritual awakenings are going to be happening, it also says at the end of that chapter, Joel, the second chapter, it talks about it's for the remnant. So if you want to be part of that remnant, you're going to have to shave off the fat. It says lay aside every weight, and especially that sin that doth so easily beset us. You can't go around like you were. You can't go around casual living, half-stepping, lukewarm, fornicating, doing what you want, when you want. You're going to be the ones left behind. You got to sharpen up your act. You got to get as close to Abba Yah as you possibly can get. This is going to be the year of manifestation, and this is going to be the year of exposure. You have stepped and you're going to be exposed. I yield my time back to you, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. You know, because we got to be careful. We got to keep our eyes on the word, even back here in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Let's remember what Yah told us. He says, do not add to the word which I command you, and do not take away from it. Okay? So as to guard the commands of Yah, your Father, which I am commanding you. You see? So, you know, we got to be careful, you know, because we're going to talk about the 400-year prophecy that Yah gave to Abraham, we got to understand the difference, because the one thing I kind of noticed is it seems like they're kind of tying the two together, the coming of Yahushua and then the end of the 400-year prophecy. And so
Absolutely, we got to learn. I saw that too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to understand the difference. You know, the 400 years is going to do its thing. It's going to happen when Yah's time has said it was going to. And then the coming of the Messiah himself. You know, the scripture tells us no man knows the hour or day that, you know, Yahushua will come. So we just got to be watching and understand. Make sure we be able to discern the times that we're living in and know that things are leading up to the end of all, to, you know, to our deliverance and also, you know, to the coming out of the Messiah. So we can't not be, we got to keep this word in its right perspective. We got to pay close to details, you know. Look at what the prophecy is saying, what he gave Abraham, that time frame for his seed to be in a land, you know, of their enemies, you know, somewhere where their fathers, the fathers knew nothing about, you know. So we got to think about what this is being said and to study it and bring it out right to the people. Also, just, you know, because, I mean, I don't think we have room for anybody to be trying to uplift themselves, you know, and on the lie. You don't need, that's not even necessary. You need to get it right, okay? And eventually, we're going to take this thing and take it apart and really bring it out, maybe on our show here, Elder. We might look at that sometime eventually because, it's coming up on 2019, you know, but, you know, we got to stop panicking and don't get discouraged. Don't let nobody discourage you. Keep our eyes on what the word is saying to us, okay? And then you won't have to be afraid of what is and what is not, okay? Because, you know, if anything out there, you know, confusing you, causing you to despair, something is wrong with it, okay? Okay, something is wrong with it. So we need to think about that and keep the word of Yah and keep looking at it, keep studying it. Like you said, we can't be lazy about this thing, okay? Please study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be shamed, okay? So that's what we got to do. So hallelujah. And again, like you said, don't depend on somebody else to be salvation for you or work out your salvation for you. You don't got to do that but you yourself with Yahushua. Okay? So let's keep everything in its right perspective because Yah is love. He's not willing that any of us should perish. Okay? He's not. So that's what we got to understand. And take our time and get this thing right. If we do, then we'll be good. We'll be okay. Right. Last scripture I want to read because, again, you know, on this Facebook, I believe we see people, especially the Gentiles out there, that is, I guess, taking this thing by storm, just really having a ball, feeling like they just won the lottery, I guess, because when they see what's going on out there about the Hebrew Israelite people. But I want to look at chapter 2 of 2 Peter, 2 Kepha. Okay, chapter 2, and if I look at verse 3, that's where I want to start at, right? It says, knowing this first, that mockers shall come in the last day with mocking, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all continues as from the beginning of creation. You know, so for those social media people out there, meter people out there that are looking at us laughing, I think they got something going now, you know. Hey, don't worry about it because look what scripture is telling us. See, this is just prophecy. This is something that we've been already warned right here in the scripture that these things don't take place, okay?
for they choose to have this hidden from them, that the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water by the word of Yah, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. Okay? And the present heavens and the earth are treasured up by the same word, being kept for fire to a day of judgment and destruction of wicked men. Okay? So you let these wicked Gentiles, whoever they are, laugh on now. Have yourself up a ball, laugh at it. Your laugh will be turned to a frown one day. Okay? And it will be too late. Okay? But beloved ones, let not this one matter be hidden from you, that with Yah, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. All right? So hallelujah. Yah is not slow in regard to the promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards us. You see? He is patient towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see? So Yah is patient with us, right? So he's wishing, you know, he's not wishing that any of us perish at all. But he's going to give every opportunity that can possibly be given for our salvation. So we just got to take the advantage of this opportunity that Yah has given us, okay? He's in the soul-saving business of his children, all right? You know, that's what he is. And Yah don't fail. He's perfect, okay? His word will not go out and come back void. It will accomplish its purpose. So let's not forget that. Let's keep this in mind. You know, don't be out there adding to the word, taking away from the word, you know, confusing the people. Because if, you know, you do, then it's going to be on you. You know, you're not standing before the judgment seat of Yah for that deed that you're doing. Okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. With that being said, Elder, I see that we are crossing over the hour of the time that we allotted for us to do this program. So if you have any other comments that you would like to come in on, go ahead.
No, all I have to say, I just want to reiterate,
mm-hmm.
Show yourselves approved, Israel. I want you to be workmen that need not be ashamed before Yah, rightly dividing the word of truth. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Do not be deceived, Israel. Try the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, then. With that being said, you know, we're going to get ready to sign off. And this is I'm Elder Yael, and we've been working with Elder Yelaya here tonight. And we appreciate the comments that we had tonight. If anyone else have any comments anytime that you call the program, you can always just press 1 on your phone, and we will see your hand up, so to speak. We will see a question mark, and we will definitely be glad to bring you on in so that we can listen to your comments, okay? So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and I'm going to say shalom, shalom, shalom. All right. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Shalom.